Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Amos 9. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, your plan is so great. You have worked out amazing things. We are amazed that we get to be a part of your great plan. Thank you. Help us not to take it for granted and not to be among the sinners who think they're getting away with their sin. Thank you for making a way of salvation. We pray this through Jesus. Amen. Amos 9. I saw my Lord standing by the altar, and he said, "Strike the capitals so that the thresholds will shake, and shatter them on the head of all of them, and I will kill the rest of them with the sword. A fugitive belonging to them will not run away, and a survivor belonging to them will not escape. If they dig into Sheol, from there my hand will take them. And even if they climb up to heaven, from there I will bring them down. And even if they hide themselves on the top of Carmel, from there I will search and will take them. And even if they hide from before my eyes at the bottom of the sea, from there I will command the sea serpent, and it will bite them. And even if they go into captivity before their enemies, from there I will command the sword, and it will kill them, and I will fix my eyes on them for harm and not for good. And thus will do the Lord Yahweh of hosts, who touches the earth and it melts, and all of those living in it mourn, and all of it rises like the Nile, and it sinks down like the Nile of Egypt, who builds his upper chambers in the heavens, and lays the foundation of his vault on the earth, who calls for the waters of the sea, and pours them on the surface of the earth. Yahweh is his name. Are you not like the Cushites to me, O people of Israel? Declares Yahweh. Did I not bring up Israel from the land of Egypt, and the Philistines from Kaphtor, and the Arameans from Kir? Look, the eyes of my Lord Yahweh are on the kingdom of Sin, and I will destroy it from the surface of the earth. However, I will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob, declares Yahweh. Yes, look, I am going to command, and I will shake the house of Israel among all the nations, like one who shakes with a sieve. But not a pebble will fall to the ground. All the sinners of my people will die by the sword, who say, evil will not overtake or confront us. On that day I will raise up the booth of David that is fallen, and I will repair its breaches, and will raise up its ruins, and will build it like the days of old. Thus they may take possession of the remnant of Edom, and all the nations who are called by my name, declares Yahweh, who does this. Look, days are coming, declares Yahweh, when the one who plows will overtake the one who reaps, and the one who treads grapes will catch up with the one who sows the seed. And the mountains will drip sweet wine, and all of the hills will flow with it. And I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel, and they will rebuild the desolated cities, and will inhabit them, and they will plant vineyards, and will drink their wine, and they will make gardens, and will eat their fruit. And I will plant them on their land, and they will not be uprooted again from their land that I have given to them, says Yahweh, your God. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. Amos has seen several visions starting in chapter 7. He saw three visions of destruction in chapter 7. The first two were so terrible that Amos begged Yahweh not to let them happen, and Yahweh agreed they would not. The third vision in chapter 7 was the plumb line, to check if Israel was straight and true, and of course, they're not. There are two major sins discussed in this book. Idol worship was one, especially the golden calves in Dan and Bethel, and the rich mistreating the poor, people taking advantage of each other whenever they could. So, then in chapter 8, God declared the end, by showing Amos a vision of a basket of ripe fruit, which in Hebrew sounds like the end. God declared that he would send a famine but not a famine of food, a famine of the word of Yahweh, which is worse than a famine of food. Now, in this chapter, Amos sees a vision of Yahweh, although he doesn't introduce it with quite the same words as the other visions. This one is more real than the visions of things that Yahweh showed that could happen, but agreed not to bring about, or this basket of ripe fruit that was a play on words. He sees Yahweh by an altar. It isn't clear what altar this is, perhaps the altar in heaven. Yahweh says to shake everything. All the people will die. None will escape. No matter how low they dig or how high they climb, God will judge them. He mentions the Nile River rising and falling, just like he mentioned in chapter 8, but here it's the whole earth rising and falling. God is that powerful that he can just touch the earth and it rises and falls. Then Yahweh compares Israel to other nations, the Cushites in Africa. He says he brought the Philistines from Kaphtor. Kaphtor may be the island of Crete. The point is that God directs all the nations, not just Israel. So God isn't going to put up with Israel's sin just because he called them out of Egypt. He's going to put them through a sieve to separate out the wicked, and all the sinners will die who think they're getting away with their sin. And then, at the very end of the book, we get to some good news. He starts the good news with, "On that day." He connects this good news with the house of David, and he says that they will take possession of the remnant of Edom, which might sound like the Israelites ruling over Edom again. But then he adds in verse 12, "And all the nations who are called by my name." And then he describes this as a time of plenty of food. They will still be harvesting as they plant new crops. The cities will be rebuilt. The people will get to eat from what they plant, and they will never again be removed from their land. And now for a deeper dive. This chapter is a roller coaster. We have the land rising and falling at the touch of Yahweh, and things are scary. And then we go from that into this beautiful picture of good news, the raising up of the house of David. And I think that's clearly talking about Jesus. Good news in the Bible really always points to Jesus. And then there's this hint about all the nations who are called by Yahweh's name. James quotes this in Acts chapter 15, when the church is discussing if Gentiles can be saved. And James says, this proves that Gentiles can be saved. This was God's plan all along. And then we have this wonderful picture of plenty of food and Israel never being removed from the land again. Well, it hasn't really happened yet. There was the return from Babylonian captivity, and the Jews were on their land for a time. And then they rejected Jesus, and the Romans destroyed the temple and threw them out of the land again. Israel today is in the land now, but it isn't this perfect picture of peace that we read here. The book of Revelation picks up this picture, and it's a tree of life that's giving food year-round. The city of Jerusalem is the perfect picture of peace, but it's Jerusalem that comes down out of heaven. And so, I think we're still looking forward to this perfect time of peace in the future. God is still directing all the nations, not just Israel, and he has allowed us, the Gentiles, to be part of the great blessings. But let's not forget that sieve that filters the people. We want to be sure we are not the sinners who think they can get away with their sin and who will die. We know from the New Testament that we can confess our sins and be forgiven, and that Jesus has taken the punishment for us. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible. Copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.